Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.
Yes, good morning everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends. We've got a great show for you and I want to go to our first guest who was missing in action last week and he's a very popular boy on the rush hour during the week and he's with us again today. He's a club champion at the Crows, champion at the Demons. A very good morning to Bernie Vince.
Thanks, Blue. Good to be here again, boys. How'd you go without me last week, Blue?
We missed you, mate. It was a little bit flat.
We missed you.
We always missed Bernie.
You said it was good. Gave you some air time.
He's whacked me, has he? Yeah. Good week, Blue. Been back out in the course, played a couple of rounds this week, so getting the eye back in. Looking forward to getting back out there a little bit more, a little bit wet this week. So how about you, mate? You've been out in the course?
I'm out there this afternoon. So just Saturdays for me, Bern, but okay. I'm hoping the rain stays away this afternoon. And we go to someone who's never won a best and fairest, Andrew Jarman. Morning.
G'day, Bern. G'day, Blue. G'day, Adelaide. Nice to be here. It's not about winning individual awards. It's about winning premierships.
Mm.
And you haven't got anything on your cabinet.
What do you mean?
You've done stuff all, really, with your sporting career.
Haven't I?
Well, what have you won?
I've won Ashes Series, won the Frank Worrell Trophy, first time in 20 years, Sheffield Shield.
Keep going, boy. There's more.
Nice that you're here, Jars, because, mate, Matty O'Reilly, our boss, always listens in on a Sunday morning, doesn't he, Bern? And Jars just rolled in at 10 minutes before we...
Yeah, missed come the first three records.
So
slept in.
Did you? Didn't have a few too many.
Happy birthday to my wife, Maz.
Yes,
oh, birthday,
Maz.
Oh, now it's starting to make sense.
Yeah,
but Maz runs with her friends in the morning.
Okay.
I gave her a cuddle.
A kiss and a cuddle. Did you get her anything?
I beg your pardon.
Did you get her anything?
Yeah, I got her some lovely flowers.
Did you?
And a lovely card flowers. That you can plant in the soil and it grows
What, your card grows?
A card. No, they do.
Your card grows.
You could buy cards. They've got seeds in it. And then when you write on there, you love, and all that. And then when you finish with the card, you put it in the soil and it grows as a little plant.
You it's need true. Help.
You're fine about
it. Sean, isn't it? Is it true or not?
Yeah, they're at all good servos. Yeah. So. Which is where you got the flowers as well, isn't it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're $2. $2.
Happy, I'll be home soon, love.
Are you take her out to dinner tonight?
Oh, we've got friends coming around tonight.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to have about 40 people over tonight.
Well, that's illegal.
What?
Yeah, you're still, not allowed to do that.
Still legal.
Stop. Take her to a pub.
All right, what have we got on today?
Yeah, well, we've got Bernie's beef, so we always look forward to that. Yeah. Now, I'm a little bit nervous because in the second hour, we've got a Jars spot. So
where's
you've
Q&A?
Been very secretive.
That's been flicked, has it?
Yeah, where is Q&A?
Yeah. If you don't want it,
well, you've
don't
dropped
worry
off.
About it.
You've dropped
no,
off.
No, if you don't first, want it, don't worry about
first
it.
First well, handball
is all about Bern. So that last half hour is all about Bern.
What is the last
Burns beef? Yeah, Burns coin flip
league round 10.
Now it's all about Burn, isn't it?
Now I can understand why you got me back, boys. You need me. You need me.
We've got a couple of topics. Footy, does it need to keep evolving? So a lot of people are saying, just leave the game alone. We'll talk about that. At Home with the Legends, Jay Clark will join us. I've got a bit of a cricket update. And Brad Crouch is on the back page again in terms of his contract with the Crows. So we'll chat a little bit about that.
Who's Gay Clark?
Who's he's said, brother of Jay.
You said gay. What have you done to your hair?
What is wrong with your hair?
It's
growing
oily.
Straightened or something?
I washed it this morning.
No, you haven't.
I washed it.
Bern, look at his hair.
What's wrong with your scalp? It's you're going to flaky.
Oh, I don't be feeling too well.
Flaky.
Flaky.
You got dandruff and you haven't even got hair.
I don't you talk cap teeth.
Dead Set Legends on Triple M. Jay Clark coming up in 15 minutes. He's got the hot tip on who's going to fill that Friday night spot for round two of the AFL. It's the DSL right now. Dead Set Legends, Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. And we're doing it for CMI Toyota. Pick up and drop off vehicle service now available.
Now, boys, Brad Crouch on the back page of the Advertiser this morning. Of course, his contracts were put off because of what's happening. And there was a lot of debate going around at the end of last season. How long is he going to sign for? What's he worth? Now it's been reported that he might be after a more of a condensed contract or a shorter contract, 2 to 3 years. I suppose it comes down to money as well. I know you've been very bullish on Brad Crouch, Jars, about what he's worth to the Crows. Mm. Thoughts?
Oh, look, I think it's a wise decision. You don't want to really commit because the Adelaide Crows are in a rebuild. And will Brad Crouch be part of that next premiership side in the next 3 to 4 years? You know, Roo's come out and said as a football director on the board that it's going to take 4 or 5 years before the Crows can start to see some finals burn. And someone like Brad Crouch is, what, turning 24, 25?
26, I think.
Okay,
he is.
26. A 1 year, 2 year, I reckon that'll do.
Is he in his prime? 26?
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
If you're not thinking yet, of Byrne. Possibly leaving the club in a couple of years,
yep.
Do you go now? Do you go now if you want to be successful? Because he could get some good money. Probably
and play finals, because that's what it's about.
Well, he could probably get better money at a weaker club. But if I'm him, I'm thinking, right, I really need to think about this next contract.
Right.
What do I want to do with my footy club? I don't think Adelaide are going to win a premiership within the next three or four years.
Yeah.
Probably five, but safely three or four. That puts him at 30. You know, I'm thinking if, you know, you sign 2 years now for pretty good money, you'll get good money.
When you say good money, what type? What type of money, Byrne?
I think he'll get probably 650.
Okay. Is that unders at the moment?
No, I think he's worth... I think he's worth about that.
That's
he could obviously
yep.
get a lot more money at leaving. So look at the Gold Coast offers last year when he was...
It was $1 million. Plus.
Yeah, well, up towards that, which is, you know...
But they knocked
that's
him back, didn't they? He was shopping himself around. Didn't the Gold Coast knock that back?
Well, he wasn't shopping himself around. His manager was.
Yes.
Well, that's him, Jarz.
He doesn't do
that's
that
a reflection
without...
on him.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I'm seriously not just rushing into signing something. I'm weighing up what I want out of my footy career. And I think he needs to have a good think about where he wants to go. And he's in right in the prime. So good teams would want him. And he could probably get, you know what, probably get the similar money at Adelaide out of good club. So, and possibly play finals and, you know, have a real crack at winning one.
What type, which Victorian team would go for him?
That
need a Brad Crouch. Is it a Hawthorn or they got too many similar type players? Essendon? Carlton.
Yeah, well, I don't think Essendon are going to win a premiership in the next 4 or 5 years
Richmond,
either. So what he needs to do, I reckon he needs to go through the list and have a bit of a look. And you're asking me off the cuff here, but a team that could afford him, Hawthorn probably could. And, you know, they're always the dark horse Hawthorn with Clarkson coaching. You just never know. And they're back in the frame this year with the shorter season and what's happened. But I don't know. Could he get to it? Can a St Kilda win a premiership with all the recruits that I've got this year, Jars, in the next 3 or 4 years. And I think he could still get good money at a club like St Kilda. I think they're going to be a lot better this year, St Kilda.
Jars, what's your gut feel? He might be really happy here in Adelaide,
which from all reports he loves his golf,
good golf courses here.
Yep, he's got a beautiful girlfriend and a family, and he loves it here. His brother's here. So he's very content and he's very happy at the Adelaide Crows. But as you know, it's a business now. And Brad will need to make that decision. What's best for him? As you know, he's only got probably 4 or 5 good years left in his body. You know, he's had a wretched run.
Yeah. Well, let's go through the Melbourne teams that you think could win a premiership in the next 5 years. Let's go. So obviously Richmond are in the window. Collingwood.
Tick.
But can those two teams afford him? They probably can't because there's been talk about trying to get
Grundy and Moore yet.
Yeah, they're going to really battle. Yeah, okay. Richmond are probably topped out a little bit as well with getting Lynch last year.
Forget about that.
Who else can win it? So probably outside of Melbourne, a GWS.
He's not going to go to Sydney.
He's not. I think he'd want to go to Melbourne. He's from Ballarat. Family's there.
Hawthorn.
You'd say, I think we can write off. No, I don't think they're going to win it. I think North Melbourne you could write off. Essendon you write off. Carlton, I don't think. Can Melbourne win it in the next 5 years?
Well, that's the thing. Who could improve really quickly?
Well, that's what we've got to do. He's got to go through and do that himself and then work out where he wants to go as a footballer.
Melbourne will never win a grand final while I'm breathing there. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you haven't got too long left, so.
But I'm serious. got no hope, mate.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
That's just
can
my
they ask the question?
Opinion.
Yeah, and
what
you
about
answered
Port
it.
Adelaide?
Would he? No, he
because Ollie Wines will go next year.
Yeah, but he wouldn't go from Adelaide to Port Adelaide, Jazz. There's no way he'd do
Billy Frampton did.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking a best and fairest winner at Adelaide.
Yeah, okay.
He just won't do that. If he's going to stay in Adelaide, he'll stay at Adelaide.
Yeah, all right. I'm just throwing the question out.
Well, there. I'm just answering the question like you said you just were about Melbourne.
I reckon he'll stay. He loves it okay, here. Yep.
Dead Set Legends. Triple
this morning.
I don't normally hook the overnight scoreboard, but taking into account that Jars only rocked up about 5 minutes ago, that's going to be a central listening. It's coming up soon on Triple
Eight. Stayed in bed with Mez.
Jay Clark's got the latest on Jack Stephen, who after 5 days has broken his silence. It's coming up in the next 10 minutes. Dead Set Legends, DSL, for CMI Toyota. Pick up and drop off vehicle service is now available on Triple Eight.
Now, Blue, plenty of cricket news getting around. Are India coming? Are we going to England? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, there's a little bit of news come out during the week. The cricket boss, Kevin Roberts, basically saying now that there's a chance that the Australian cricket team will tour England, which is very interesting because the UK has been ravished by this virus. But I think it's a real possibility because England can pretty much do what we're going to do here with the Indian cricket team, with the Adelaide Oval, with the hotel being part of the Oval there. They've got a couple of ovals in the UK. There's the Rose Bowl in Southampton. There's Old Trafford that have both got hotels attached to that ground. So I think they'll be able to do it. They might go and play, say, 3 ODIs. So it's a quick tour. So that'll be in September. And obviously, you know, the safety of the Australian players, they'll just be basically in quarantine the whole time and then just play their games at those grounds and then come back to Australia. But I think the IPL, the Indian Premier League, is a massive, massive thing in world cricket. That will, sounds like, go ahead in October. So the ICC T20 World Cup was due to be held here in Australia in October. That will be shifted, we think, till February, replaced by the IPL. And then in November, I think the Indian cricket team will be out here. Kevin Roberts is saying he's 90% sure that tour will go ahead, which is good news. Hopefully the borders may have opened up by then too. So, you know, the venues around Australia will all be played at, the SCG, MCG, Gabba, all that sort of thing. Of course, here at the Adelaide Oval. And then, so that four-test series against India will go ahead. Of course, the Big Bash will happen. And then in February, I think the T20 World Cup will be delayed until then to finish off the Australian summer. So I reckon that's the way it'll pan out, Bern.
Wow. So how much money, because I was reading an article, how much money is it worth to the Indians to play this series back on their TV, like all their broadcasts? Isn't it worth how much?
Well, they're saying it's worth $300 million to Cricket Australia.
Million. Oh, so, just to Cricket Australia?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's massive. The eyes that watched the game in India are just unbelievable. So I think they'll, you know, both parties want to make sure that that's happening. Now, also locally, no news on the Redbacks head coach.
Why is that?
Because there's a review going on, which is being done by Michael Hussey. That's not due until June 30.
How long does he need?
It's a long review.
Well, he's had 70 people to talk to. He was being given a list of 70 by the board at the SACA to talk to and interview. So that's going to take a while to process. So the boys front up for their 2K time trial on Monday. So it's pretty much the official start of the preseason. So without a head coach. So I reckon we, you know, probably won't have a head coach for a couple of months. So
how does that work? So if you're coming into a preseason, you rock up, you want to impress the coach and show what you've been doing all through the winter, how do you do that with no coach? Who takes the reins there?
Well, there's myself and Luke Butterworth, who are the batting and the bowling coach, and then Stephen Swirt is the man who basically takes the preseason or the physical component of it. So that'll be the message to the players. No head coach, doesn't matter. Let's you know,
any new recruits?
Any new recruits? Yep. Well, the contracting period is open on Monday.
Right.
So that will be a very short process, I think. So I'll have more news on contracts next week.
Oh. Overnight scoreboard is coming up next. Jay Clark's got the latest on Jack Stephen, who after 5 days has broken his silence. It's coming up in the next 10 minutes. Dead Set Legends, DSL, for CMI Toyota. Pick up and drop off vehicle service is now available on Triple
M. Now, Blue, plenty of cricket news getting around. Are India coming? Are we going to England? What the hell's going on?
Yeah, there's a little bit of news come out during the week. The cricket boss, Kevin Roberts, basically saying now that there's a chance that the Australian cricket team will tour England, which is very interesting because the UK has been ravished by this virus, but I think it's a real possibility because England can pretty much do what we're going to do here with the Indian cricket team, with the Adelaide Oval, with the hotel being part of the Oval there. They've got a couple of ovals in the UK. There's the Rose Bowl in Southampton. There's Old Trafford that have both got hotels attached to that ground. So I think they'll be able to do it. They might go and play, say, three ODIs. So it's a quick tour. So that'll be in September. And obviously, you know, the safety of the Australian players, they'll just be basically in quarantine the whole time and then just play their games at those grounds and then come back to Australia. But I think the IPL, the Indian Premier League, is a massive, massive thing in world cricket. That will, sounds like, go ahead in October. So the ICC T20 World Cup was due to be held here in Australia in October. That will be shifted, we think, till February, replaced by the IPL. And then in November, I think the Indian cricket team will be out here. Kevin Roberts is saying he's 90% sure that tour will go ahead, which is good news. Hopefully the borders may have opened up by then too. So, you know, the venues around Australia will all be played at, the SCG, MCG, Gabba, all that sort of thing. Of course, here at the Adelaide Oval. And then, so that four-test series against India will go ahead. Of course, the Big Bash will happen. And then in February, I think the T20 World Cup will be delayed until then to finish off the Australian summer. So I reckon that's the way it'll pan out, Bern.
Wow. So how much money, because I was reading an article, how much money is it worth to the Indians to play this series back on their TV, like all their broadcasts? Isn't it worth how much?
Well, they're saying it's worth $300 million to Cricket Australia.
Oh, so, just to Cricket Australia?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's massive. The eyes that watched the game in India are just unbelievable. So I think they'll, you know, both parties want to make sure that that's happening. Now, also locally, no news on the Redbacks head coach.
Why is that?
Because there's a review going on, which is being done by Michael Hussey. That's not due until June 30.
How long does he need?
It's a long review.
Well, he's had 70 people to talk to. He was being given a list of 70 by the board at the SACA to talk to and interview. So that's going to take a while to process. So the boys front up for their 2K time trial on Monday. So it's pretty much the official start of the pre-season. So without a head coach. So I reckon we, you know, probably won't have a head coach for a couple of months. So
how does that work? So if you're coming into a pre-season, you rock up, you want to impress the coach and show what you've been doing all through the winter. How do you do that with no coach? Who takes the reins there?
There's myself and Luke Butterworth, who are the batting and the bowling coach, and then Stephen Swart is the man who takes the preseason or the physical component of it. So that'll be the message to the players. No head coach, doesn't matter. Let's any new recruits? Yep. Well, the contracting period is open on Monday.
Right.
So that will be a very short process, I think. So I'll have more news on contracts next week.
Oh, overnight scoreboard is coming up next. Right. Andrew Charman, Greg Blewett and Bernie Vince are your Dead Set Legends this morning on Triple M.
Dead Set Legends, Bernie, Bluey and Jars present AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
He joins us every Saturday morning, chappies, and he's one of the best going around, Jay Clark. G'day, Jay, welcome.
No, boys, I'm up and about. Footy just round the corner. Can't absolutely wait to rip into it.
Okay, fixture. Fixture for round two, and we've got some big games coming or not?
Well, I'll tell you what, as it stands, this is how I think it lines up. On the Thursday night, we see Richmond versus Collingwood. Absolute blockbuster, minus the crowd, on the Thursday night. Friday night, as it stands, I've got Geelong and Hawthorn. Geelong and Hawthorn, probably the biggest rivalry of the modern era on the Friday night. Who wouldn't want to see those two combatants go up against each other? And then on Saturday night, it's Port Adelaide versus Adelaide, the showdown. Now that sits quite easily in the top three marquee games, I think, that the AFL has the potential to fixture. Now, there has been some wrinkles over the past sort of 72 hours. I think the AFL is going to look to fly a couple of SA umpires who are in Melbourne, so sort of South Australian umpires who are living in Melbourne, family in SA, go over there and then quarantine for 2 weeks. The ones obviously with family over there would be happy to do that to get that game off the ground. So it'll be Saturday night, Channel 7, Port Adelaide versus Adelaide. As it stands, I think they're the three biggest games of round two. It'd be an absolute cracker, I reckon.
It's Certainly will be. And Jack Stevens, he's broken his silence.
Well, he's spoken yet to detectives on Friday. Look, I think this will find a way of just going away over the next 72 hours. The AFL Integrity Department will speak to him, but whether this was just a private dispute involving people close to him, Jack's feeling sort of pretty anxious and embarrassed about the whole situation, but he has done the right thing in terms of speaking to the police finally about this matter. And I think we'll see it all go away. Geelong will absolutely wrap its arms around him, but first port of call will be his mental welfare before considering any return to training, return to playing for the gun midfielder.
Now, Jay-Z, what about, I think we're all frustrated with Joe Danaher, especially the Essendon supporters, but us AFL supporters as well. We just want to see him out there. What's the latest?
Certainly do, Bluey. He has progressed really slowly. In fact, some people sort of think his groins aren't recovering at all, or it's just sort of going nowhere. So really stalled. The fear is that does he do a John Patton? So does it get to July and he, you know, just still isn't able to play? Whether he pulls the pin essentially on a third season and then seeks a fresh start up north. I guess the concern is with such a limited preparation, does he really want to have a throw at the stumps late this season and potentially break down again and affect his contract at a new club for next year? So, look, those things are undecided. But remember, John Patton did that at GWS last year towards the end of last season. It worked out for him perfectly because he got a full pre-season in, he made a fresh start at Hawthorn, and he's happy as Larry. So whether Joe Danaher considers the same route is a bit of a worry for the Bombers at this stage.
When you say North, just Sydney?
Yes. I think Sydney is the only other realistic club in his mind, in his thinking.
Yep. And so there's going to be a bit of a coach cull. Any further development on that?
Oh, yeah, there has been. So absolute shock around the competition. Some outstanding coaches and people effectively don't have jobs going forward. And the latest you can add to that is Dale Morris and Joel Corey. So Joel Corey is someone who has worked very closely with Jack McRae, with Marcus Bontempelli, with Lin Jeong, so highly rated. He has turned down other opportunities at other clubs over the past few years, and he has been stood down from the Western Bulldogs. Gary Hocking, of course, Jared Rivers, amongst them, certainly very sad for these guys. And whether they're going to have positions back at clubs later this year or next year, we really don't know. But football looking like a much streamlined version for 2020 and beyond.
Jay, thanks for that. And before we let you go, as we know, there's a bonking ban going on. Does that apply to media outlet personnel, do you know?
In my relationship, it does. It's not a new thing.
Bluey's wife's done a runner. She's had a gut.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
See you, buddy.
Good stuff. See you, boys.
Jay Clark there on Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, as you saw during the week, there's still confusion about what you can do and what you can't do when it comes to COVID-19. Absolutely no confusion at CMI Toyota. We love their work. They've been big supporters of Dead Set Legends for ages. They're doing a thing called Home Drive, CMI Home Drive, where they'll bring a new or pre-owned car to your home or workplace at your choosing, and you get a chance to test drive it. So you don't even have to have anyone sitting in with you, so you can feel safe and secure.
Spot on.
Yeah, they've got some great innovative thinking, haven't
they? Well, they have, but you also can go in and go into the office too. You can go in to the showroom and look around. They've got it all sorted out, mate. South Australian family owned and operated. So we forget to talk about that from CMI Toyota. They are a very proud South Australian family.
Certainly are.
That support South Australians, and they want to help rebuild our wonderful state. They're proud of their staff and their commitment to our guests. All right. Yep. Honestly, I had a good chat to Adam. Their number one priority is making sure that the staff and your safety is their number one priority, and they do a great job. Dealers for both new and pre-owned Toyotas, but they proudly support South Australian community organisations. So let's not forget that.
Nah.
Sometimes we do, chaps, about CMI Toyota.
Yeah, we've got to stick together, Jazz.
And that's
stick
exactly together. What their motto is.
Family.
Proudly South Australian, family-owned and operated, Sean Craig Murphy. And you can go into the showroom and buy a car.
Yep.
Go and say hello to the staff.
They've got all bases covered.
Come
all bases covered. CMI Toyota.
Woohoo!
At Home with the Legends is coming up next. on Triple M. Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M.
At home with the legend.
Okay, Saturday morning family. This is where we just see how the boys coped this week with their lovely wives and their young children. So, Gregory, how'd you go at home?
Well, I've got a confession to make right here on prime time radio. If my wife is listening, then Catherine, she's going to be a little surprised.
Don't tell me.
Anyway, I had some chicken shazlicks on the barbecue on Thursday night while I was listening to you, Bozos. Yeah. Very funny show, by the way, Thursday night. And anyway, so beautiful shazlik, cooked perfectly. Okay. So later on that night, we're sort of in bed watching Ozark, actually. You put me onto him. Yeah. Catherine's like annoying me. What happened there? She goes, what's that smell? You know, I can smell sort of cooking. Or I'm like, no, don't worry about it. So I can't smell anything. Anyway, the next morning, I drop Sam off to school, and as I walk into my house, you walk down the corridor, and you can see the barbecue and the outdoor, and behind the barbecue, it's sort of gone all brown, and I'm like, what? I haven't noticed that before. Anyway, I go out there, and went to touch the barbecue, and I'd left it on all night.
Oh,
so it was over 300 degrees inside the barbecue. So I haven't told Catherine yet, but I'm telling you guys.
And she was right. Her nostrils smelt it the night before. Because you were engaged in Ozark and yourself,
and
you
she's
didn't give
got
a stuff
the,
about the rest
Catherine's
of the family.
Greek. She's got the Greek conquer.
The nostrils.
Yeah, so she can smell anything. So, if you're listening, babe, unfortunately, left the Barbie on all night. So we've all done that sort of thing, haven't we?
I mean, not the barbecue.
No. No,
left the you know left the bath running or you know you must
no
have
slept. Gregory no
so it was a silly you're mistake but anyway
silly you mistake could have burnt like your house down.
I know. Is it dangerous? The lid was. I'm worried about the gas.
What about the gas bottle?
Oh, he's worried about the gas bill.
No, we've got it hooked up.
Oh yeah,
because
he's tight.
So
he's worried about the bill.
Don't talk about tight.
What about you, young man?
Well, I had last weekend off, so I went up the farm. And all I wanted to be when I was a kid, and all these people, you know, they want to be a fireman, they want to be a police officer, all these, like, good job, big jobs. All I wanted to be was a truck driver. And Mum tried to get that out of me as a kid. Like, why would you want to be a truck driver? Anyone can be a truck driver. Like, it requires no skill. It's all I wanted to do. Love drawing trucks, everything. Yeah. And I finally got my semi-license last year.
Yeah.
So I went up the farm and I drove trucks last weekend, Jazz, and it was one of the best weekends I've ever had.
Yeah, you sent me a video in your truck.
I was in my happy place.
What was it drive? What you were driving? A big three rigger?
A big Mac, yeah. So 18 gears, Road Ranger gearbox. So
nice,
I was very.
Look at you. What's your trucker's name? Are you Big Daddy? You know, Big 10-4?
10-4, this is Big Daddy.
Big Boom.
I don't know. Maybe you could come up for a name because I need one because I'm fresh into it. I need one.
Yeah, because you've all got to have one, don't you?
Yeah, you got to have your code name so then they don't know who you are.
Smoke, yeah.
Big Bird or.
Yeah, it's a Big 10-4 there, Big Ben.
There he goes. There he is.
Buddy, first thing, sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
We got ourselves a convoy. Chris Christopherson.
Maybe it'll be Mr. Gilmore. The truck's
got the reversing cameras these days, or what's
The new ones do, but not the one. Nah, not the one I drove on the weekend.
Just the mirrors.
Just the mirrors, mate. You just got to have a bit of skill, Bluey. You'd probably battle a bit.
Breaker. This is Big Burn. Big Burn. We've got a blue copper on the side of the road. This is a Big Burn. Breaker. 10-4.
Do you know the code word for copper for trucks?
What is it?
Double bubble.
It's an anticipation of precipitation, and Greg Blewett is getting nervous for his golf this afternoon. Greg Blewett, Andrew Jarman, and Bernie Vince are your Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Bernie, you've got an apology to make?
No, not an apology. Don't put it like that. It's a statement. The Stansbury Pub isn't open yet, Jazz. They're going to be one of the pubs that aren't going to open until the initial lifting of restrictions are eased further.
There's going to be a lot of pubs in that similar situation.
It's not viable. Not viable to it's open, not burn. Robbie said, the owner there. It's a bit sad, isn't it?
I thought
the country pubs.
So where will the boys go then? Where will your dad and everyone go? The golf
probably go to Aldi's house. Remember the Aldi last night?
It was
none from five out of four of them.
That's a disgrace.
That was embarrassing. And I did say there is a school in Stansbury, but none of us did very well there. It's only a primary school.
They had a few problems with Nick Kyrgios's name, didn't they?
I think they called. They finally, after about 2 minutes of waiting for an answer, they go, no, don't know. Oh, yeah, I know him. Nikios.
Nikios.
we're talking, of course, about the quiz, the Furious Five.
Yeah,
that was on last night.
Massive.
Yeah, everyone's
right.
Talking about it.
Let's talk about AFL football, gentlemen.
Yes. Now, Eddie Maguire, of course, our own Triple M man, was on during the week, and there was a discussion. He was on with quite a few other chiefs, Cricket Australia, the Olympic boss, NRL.
Yep.
And anyway, Eddie had this to say about how the AFL is going.
I don't think you can actually ask people to spend 4 hours at the football these days going there in the middle of a Saturday afternoon on a weekend. So whether or not that means that we would go more to Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night and make it entertainment that is part of an entertainment offering as well as a sport, we're competing against movies, we're competing against Netflix, we're competing against concerts, we're competing against people going to restaurants. So we have to make it so it fits into people's lifestyles these days as opposed to what we used to have in the past, and that is we devote ourselves to the game. The game's got to be part of people's lives.
Interesting comments there.
Absolutely.
The thing that I picked up there, make it entertainment. What does he mean by that? Isn't it the game is the entertainment, isn't it? Doesn't it sell itself, you boys?
Oh, look, for me, entertaining football is when you see a shootout. When you see, you know, when we've watched the old games since we've been in the lockdown, everyone that I've spoken to have said loved watching those old games. You know, I was fortunate to play in an era where it was, you know, you kick 120 points and if they kick 100, you still win the game. As long as you kick your 100 points and it's fast, it's furious and it's high marking, it's collisions, it's great tackles, it's bumps. That's what people miss in today's game, because today's game, and Byrne can vouch for this, is very defensive. And I think Eddie Maguire is saying we need to bring some sort of entertainment back to the game. Otherwise, it won't survive. Well, I don't know. I disagree with what Eddie said then about the game.
Yeah, well, it's not 4 hours at the footy. You're only at the game.
People love being at the footy for four hours.
The thing I love about live sport, going to live sport, is it's unpredictable, Jars. Anyone can beat anyone. Anyone can play well. Anyone can play poorly. There's things that you won't see again. It's just there's just something about going to live sport. And he compared it to Netflix and that. The series have already taped. You can look ahead and see what happens if you want. Whereas live sport, you just never know what's going to happen. It's exciting. It's and there's nothing like being at the game with a full crowd. So I don't necessarily agree either. The AFL are trying to get higher scores and they've trialed a few different things, but whether they'll ever beat coaches, just in the end they adapt and they find a way to be able to coach things that they want to do. If they want to coach defensively, they'll find a way. Even if there's five people on the field, they'll somehow try and turn it into a defensive game.
That's where the entertainment comes from, Bert.
Yeah, so
he's
not talking about you know, if you go to a Big Bash game, there's fireworks and there's more music. Even the NBA, I've been lucky enough to go over to the States and go to an NBA game and that probably is the highlight of going to it. Like the entertainment and the stuff that goes on in the breaks is unbelievable. It's almost when the game starts, it's a bit of a letdown.
Right.
But he's not mentioning, or he's not thinking
itself
about that, the entertainment. He's talking about the, because that's what I think. I mean, he's talking about the game, and also in the English Premier League, Bern. I don't know whether you've ever been to an English Premier League game, but they basically just write their whole day off on a Saturday. They just go, right, well, we want to go to lunch before the game, then they have a couple of beers, and then they go to the footy, and then they have a few more beers after. So they don't care about the 4 hours. They want the whole 8 hours.
Yeah, there's certainly an element, I think, of that entertainment, and you speak about the fireworks, and the Big Bash does it as well as anyone, I feel, and it's all about, you've got to entertain the kids that go to Jars, because it's a lot of the times it's a family outing, so you need something for the kids, and I think the Big Bash do that very well. The players get around and sign things on the fence, and as you said, the
fireworks.
We've
got to stop comparing ourselves to other sports. We've got a unique sport, which we've had 150 years. No, you can't.
You take parts of the best sports.
Bring back reserves football. Bring back reserves football before the senior game. You know, like there's pre-game now. They took all that away from the fans. So the fans, it's great to see little kiddies running around at before the AFL game, little Auskick program. Play them at halftime or whatever, but bring back reserves football, bring back under-18s football. What I'll be doing is playing under-18s, reserves, and then the league. That's your day out. That's a great day out. There's your entertainment right there and then. And you've got two of the most defensive coaches in the last 10, 15 years, in Ross Lyon and Alistair Clarkson, already coming out saying, in the last 2 months, oh, let's go to 16 aside to open it up to high scoring. Well, no.
And you don't like that?
It's not my role, but I've got to say this. You're absolutely 100% wrong. Everything in life is getting shorter these days. Podcasts are getting shorter. Movies are getting shorter. The rush hour is getting shorter. Everything is getting shorter. So footy needs to get shorter as well, not longer.
No, it doesn't.
So you're saying, Jazz, he's saying it's 4 hours too long. So you're saying get there for the under-18s at what time
people
would they start?
The
10 o'clock?
That's their day out, mate.
Just giving them an
option. It's so different
than
country football. What?
Yeah, I'm with you.
And grassroots football. It's a great day out. It's great for your club.
What, you're going to spend 12 hours there
now?
If you want to make it into the Big Bash, all right, go 14 aside, play 12-minute quarters of AFL footy. If that's what you want, porn head. You know, everything's for you is quick. Everything's got to be all quick for you.
1-3-3
the game, the fabric of our great
1-3-3-5-3
for yourself.
Jazz is getting shorter too. You've got him.
What do you reckon? 1-3-3-5-3
You're getting shorter.
Should we make the game shorter? For CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer, Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie, Jazz, and Greg Blewett. And before you go on, you need to apologise for calling me pornhead. What the hell is pornhead?
I do apologise. I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
What is a pornhead?
Like chess? Is it?
No.
The porn?
I was just Dirt Diggler from Boogie Nights. He reminds me of one of the actors in there. Footy needs to evolve. Footy needs to be quicker. Life needs to be quicker. 1-3-3-5-3 is our number. And Kimmy from Morfitt Vale. G'day, mate.
How you going, fellas?
Yeah, what's good.
Sean Craig Murphy, please stick to playing music. You know, in today's world, mate, I used to rush to the football all the time to watch the seconds because I used to love watching the kids coming through. I saw Gavin Wanganeen's first game there, and I was just watching these sort of people come in through the seconds, and Eddie's so far out of touch. You know, they want to make it shorter. These players are getting paid more and more to be so fit. Why do they need less time? What is the thing of less time?
I agree. Totally agree, Kim. Yeah, everything's got to be faster, and, you know, let's get on with it, and let's not breathe. Let's not breathe in life. And what has this lockdown done for us all?
Given us time to reflect.
Well, there you go. Make change. Reflection. Reset. Spot on, Kimbo. Let's go to Alex in Richmond. Brother?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, thanks, mate.
Our attention span these days doesn't last for 4 hours, Jars. Not that I don't agree with you, but we can't concentrate for more than 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Why?
It's just the way, it's what we do these days. We don't actually talk to people. We watch stuff on TV. Kids are just on computers. They don't have the attention span. I work as an SSO, and I can't get kids to concentrate for more than 5 minutes at a time.
It's a good point.
These are the iPads and iPhones and
technology burn.
Well, we all
technology.
They reckon everyone that watch. So if you watch the AFL football on TV, most people have got an iPad and a phone with them as well.
Roger of Adelaide. G'day, Rog.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good. What's your take on it?
Look, the prices of the AFL don't go down when you're going to buy a ticket. So leave the game alone. It's over 100 years old. Just leave it how it is and don't change the bastard.
Nah, good boy, Rog. With you. Love you, mate. Well done, Rog. Simon of Kingsgoat. G'day, Simon.
Jazz, how are you, mate?
Your take on it, brother?
Look, I think people have been turned off on footy, not because of the shortness or longness of the game. It's the fabric of the game that's been altered by the rule changes consistently each year. Just changing that fabric of good old, hard, tough football. And if people are wanting a shorter game, and I'm with you, Jazz, I'm sick of people, you know, comparing football to other sports and the excitement and all that factor, then if they want to do a different franchise like the BBL, do a different franchise. But don't leave the fabric of AFL football at the peril of whims of people that want a shorter game.
Beautifully said. Simon, beautifully said, my friend. Thanks for calling, buddy. Let's go to Steve from Broken Hill. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Jars. How you going, mate?
Good, brother. Take on it?
Yeah, no, don't touch it. Don't destroy our game. Our game's been perfect for how many years? They destroyed Test cricket by messing around with 2020, and look what happened with that.
What's wrong with Test cricket?
Well, the crowds and everything don't go, well, when you could go to the sport, the crowds don't go to it anymore.
Oh, I don't know about that. I reckon the crowds are in Australia, the crowds and in England as well, as good as they've ever been.
What, half-empty more stadiums?
No.
It's dying, Blue.
No.
It's dying. Nah. And then you're going to go to four-day test matches.
No, we're not.
All right.
No, I disagree, sorry.
Steve, has Tex Walker's statue been erected yet at Broken Hill? Do you know?
No, it hasn't yet, mate.
It was, and then they pulled it down. By the ear.
Pulled him down by the right
ear. Take care, Stevie. Paul from Andrew's Farm. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Yeah, Jarvis, I totally agree with you, mate. I mean, from the aspect of shortening games and everything else, you're looking at less money through the gates. People aren't going to spend as much when they're at the game. And at the moment, AFL and clubs need that money to be flowing through. Any opportunity they get, seems we get crowds back there. So don't ruin the game. I think you'll lose a lot of people if they start playing with that sort of scenario.
What about music after goals and in between breaks? Would that work?
Could work, but then you're sort of going with Big Bash cricket, aren't you? Which, yeah, it's okay, but, are people going to take notice of the music? That's
probably
the thing.
No, Paul, thanks for your call, mate. Who gives us stuff about music at the football?
Entertainment, Jazz.
But the crowd atmosphere make the day. When there's a close game of football in between the break, don't bring in all this other rubbish.
Weren't they playing the Tigers theme song after a goal in the grand final?
Oh, they were, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. They play that roar, the Tiger roar.
Wow.
Like that.
Shane of Selix Beach. G'day, Shane-o.
G'day, guys. How you going?
What's your take on it, my friend?
Look, last time I heard, football it wasn't played for 4 hours, so that's a myth. But in me driving the football, it's an hour and a half to football, it's an hour and a half home. Mm. So if you want to make a day of it, make a day of it. Don't shorten it, but maybe give people the option and play the under-18s before the game so you can showcase the up-and-coming youth. No one wants to watch a curtain raiser with fat, overweight people that actually go there and buy a ticket, like the some of the ornamental games you have.
Yep.
So play the youth and make it's an option there. If you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't, just come for the main game.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh, great call.
Love it. They were all Love great it. Calls.
Yep, very good.
Spot on. So leave the game alone. That's what we got out of it. What's your poll saying?
Twitter poll, yeah. What changes would you make to the AFL to make it more exciting? Shorter quarters, 17%. Music after goals, 20%.
Yeah.
Blow up sex dolls, 51%. Yeah. That was your suggestion.
Yeah.
And popular.
Marquee players, 12%. Mm. And can I just have the final say here about short attention spans? Because it's everywhere. Even last week, the beginning of the show, the very first moment that you talked.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Adelaide. Nice to be here on a Saturday morning. I had to focus on where I was at that intro.
Excuse me.
Well, what is going on?
I'm mentally and physically fatigued.
5 seconds into the show, you're mentally and physically fatigued. I rest my luggage.
Oh, no.
Triple M, if you've been listening to Ruin Dits during the week and also the Rush Hour, I'm wondering how that feud started. We've got Bernie's Beef coming up in the next half an hour. That'll explain everything for you. That's on the way. It's Dead Set Legends right now, 104.7 Triple M with Bernie Blewett and Jazz.
Can you do that again?
Bernie Blewett and Jazz.
Bernie Blewett, Jazz. Don't call Greg Blewett. He'd be a bit more respect. He's an Australian cricketer.
He has blown it a few times, though.
He what?
Keep going.
Oh. Now, Bernie, you and I are always looking for material about our fellow teammate here in Gregory Blewett, the great South Australian cricketer and Australian cricketer. Yeah. And it just amazes us some of the stuff he comes out with, doesn't it? Like, honestly.
What's he done now? I thought this was about me.
No. You're safe as houses.
Oh, good.
Yeah, now, let me finish. Right. During the week, Gregory, the wait is finally over.
Oh, no.
Slow Coach Me is here.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I like this. A free plug.
And then there's a photo of him playing off his pads in the Australian colours as his photo. Greg Blewett, Australian cricketer. Now this is the bio that he's just self promoted himself this week with this slow coach
hang on,
me.
I didn't do it. I didn't.
Excuse me.
Well, hang on. It's under your name.
Under your name, knucklehead.
It was turn his mic off until we want to speak to him.
What do you mean it's written
for
you?
It's probably going to go for too long.
Now this is what he said, Bern and family. Be the best at your sport you love with access to your heroes and great coaches.
Oh, he's called himself a hero.
You wanker. Great coach. Listen,
I'm talking about the other people.
No, this is what's written on your bio for this new business you're coming out with, ripping off our young cricketers here in South Australia. Now, you say...
Oh, it's worldwide.
You say, sport you love with access to your heroes, great coaches. Well, listen to this.
Ball is first over in Test cricket. Big moment for him. Oh, yes! The beauty is not just off the bat, and he's got his first Test cricket. With a real beauty.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Greg Blewett doesn't handle the spin that well. This time he went back instead of forward and lost his off stump. So Blewett's on his way for four. And this is how it happened. Not quite sure whether to come out or back. In the end, he's gone back to a ball he should have gone forward to. Missed it. Off stump goes over. The first wicket, second wicket down for Australia.
Australian, I'm going to sign up to this. What is it? Slow coach. I'm going to get a bit
hang on.
To face spin.
That's Australian for you. Oh. You know, when they bowl, they feel everything is out. And when they are facing it, you know, they are not out. So they were not really happy about most of the decisions, what they got.
That's Harbhajan Singh.
It's Harbhajan.
Harbhajan Singh's first test wicket against you.
Well, right. Was Jeff Thompson commentating? And what would he know about batting?
And Boone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to send my lad to him.
Well, I might go and just try and get a bit of coaching on how to face spin because he seems pretty good at it.
What, you never got a good one early, you boys? Now,
I got plenty of good ones early. I just kept them out.
I coached you two Muppets during the summer, didn't I? And what happened? You had career best seasons, so get to slowcoach.com, boys.
I'm not putting photos up of myself whipping one through mid-wicket saying I'm a hero and I'm a great coach.
What's it all about?
It's an online platform where you can get coached by some of the legends from around Australia.
So you're calling yourself a legend.
Oh, there you're a legend, a hero.
I'm not calling myself. I'm not calling myself.
You're not a legend. He's upgraded himself.
He's upgraded.
Hero to legend now. Is there any further to go?
Well,
he's ceilinged out. You can't go any higher than legend.
Now, listen, Burn. We know that Andrew Jarman loves a bit of self-promotion, and
nothing
he would call
that,
himself a legend of Australian
radio.
So, I reckon you should bring out. I reckon you should bring out something similar, Jarz, and coach people in the old.
But I did back in the day. I used to have the Jarman Football Coaching Academy with my brother.
And well, you can teach them some of your best stuff.
You wish.
I had to focus on where I was at that. That intro.
Who's won it? I reckon Charlie's won it. Yeah.
All right. Well done, Charles. Well played.
Yep.
Good
Thank
boy.
You.
What's he won? What's he got, Shawnee?
Instant scratch it pack.
And give bloody Charlie the other one, the prize.
He won it.
Who's the other fella,
Charlie? Charlie already won it.
That's right.
Well, give that to Paul then. The scratch it. Well, how are we going to do that, Snapper? You tell me how we're going to play this then.
Not that hard.
And the Victorians who rate themselves the sporting hub of the capital.
Sporting hub of the
The sporting hub of the capital, you said.
The sporting hub. The hub.
You should have thrown in Hubba Hubba Jung Jung Sing.
So now it's turned back on me.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, actually, I want to, that's right. But I want to mention Bernie in all this as well because Bernie had this to say when he was trying to give Roo and Ditz a bit of a clip. Just have a little listen to this.
Yeah. They are very similar and I can see the similarities.
Hello.
I can, Jars.
Yes, Bernie.
They're both masters of pronunciation.
It's not pronunciation, pronunciation, Bernie. If you're going to give a clip, get it right.
Oh, the school teacher's coming out of it.
Get it right.
Bernie.
You saw my mates yesterday. I'm ahead of those four.
Charles Jam, ACDC and Triple M. For CMI Toyota, book a test drive at your home or workplace today. You're listening to Dead Set Legends this morning. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett.
Triple M.
batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Great supporters of yours, Bern, and ours, Country Living. We love them, and thanks for coming on board for Bern's Beef. And who's in your sights tonight, my friend?
Yes, we'd just like to thank Ravo off the top for supporting this. But, Jars, have you noticed any copying going on? Any plagiarism, in fact?
I have, Bern. The last couple of weeks I have, and it's been disturbing.
It has been disturbing. It's been brought to my attention. There's a bit of plagiarism, bit of maybe laziness, or maybe we're just doing things really well that people want to copy. But there's too many people in this industry being reactive and not proactive like us two. And I am going to out a few examples of this, Jazz.
You're going to do a Vlad Putin on us.
Oh, I'm going to Vlad Putin. Right, first of all, as you know, the coin flip leg I do.
Yeah.
Now, that is revolutionary. It's iconic. It's gone global.
Yes.
Can you believe Andy Lee, on behalf of Telstra and the AFL, has done this?
Hello, welcome to round one, game one of the Telstra ADFL season. Of course, there's renewed focus on the Australian Dice Football League with a current pause on the AFL season.
Oh, Andy
that
Lee.
That is damn right plagiarism.
Yeah, go away, you lightweight.
And I'm not accepting that. A couple of things with that. They've started round one again when we've already had round one. Bozos. And I tell you what, they started the season when footy's back in 3 weeks. What are they going to do, have a four-week season? Oh, for God's sake.
And do you give them a clip.
They've had the audacity, Jars, to get in contact with us to see if we wanted to be involved in it.
Oh,
that's bloody insulting.
Yes.
And you know what? On behalf of you, I aggressively decline that offer.
Oh.
Moving on. Moving on. Now, Jars, this is a bit closer to home for you.
Yes,
you've been banging on about this season not having any individual awards.
Yes, Ben.
No Brownlow, no All-Australia, no Best and Fairest. Just get on with it. Premiership only. Have a listen to this from Dennis Cometti this week.
I don't think there should be a premiership or a Brownlow medal.
Oh,
I just feel strongly about that because it is a moving feast, to say the least.
Oh, it's a double up.
He's put a triple
in
there.
It's a double up. He's copied what you said and he's used that moving feast. That's ours. We made that up. And it's beast, not feast. Get it right.
Stop it.
Talk about being on Perth time, Jazz.
Yes.
Moving on. Now, this is about this beef. And this has become a radio segment powerhouse. Don't you worry about that.
It is, Bern.
So, rightly so, people are trying to try and emulate it. Mm. Have a listen to this.
Time for Billy's Beef now. I love this section. Billy, everyone's talking about Billy's Beef, but you seem very relaxed about it. You're not sort of into all the adulation, are you, really?
Not really, Mark, no. But I've got a strong Billy's Beef this week.
Yep.
Look, I think my Beef of the Week is solely about social media and sporting organisations.
Shut him down.
Yep.
No. He's described that as strong. He's got a strong beef this week. I'll tell you what that was. Week! That was a week, mate! This is a real beef!
There we go.
Right. I haven't even finished
go
yet.
Go away!
Right. Moving on to our
Bern.
Boys.
This
our
is good.
Our boys. Our Brekkie Show boys. They're being just a little bit reactive at the moment, Jazz.
I like it, Bern.
Friday morning last week, I heard on some audio from the Triple M Melbourne Brekkie Show.
Yes.
They were absolutely tipping on us South Australians, and it made me angry.
It did, Friday
afternoon, rightly so, we covered it, and this is it. They had a crack at our Great West End draft. Now, I was brought up on that, and that is mother's milk.
There you go.
So, Eddie, get stuffed with that too.
1-3-3-5-3. Respond, Adelaide. Respond to those Victorian flogs. The graffiti capital of the world. It's dirty and it fair dinkum stinks.
Give me some ammo because I'm going to go back at him.
Luke
Call
Darcy.
Up. I want to hear from
come
everyone.
Back again, Luke Darcy.
Yes, Bird. Very well spoken by both of us.
Yes, Bird.
Topic covered, I would have thought.
Done. Lock it away. Yes, sir.
Move on. Next.
What's happened?
Right. This is what the Brekkie boys have gone and done Monday morning, 3 days later, Jars.
Stop it.
Why is Melbourne crap? God, where do we start? Do we start?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. Have a crack at the Victorians. 1-3-3-5-3.
They would have got no callers because we got them all on Friday.
Earth to Doris.
Well,
I must admit, I
two knuckleheads in the morning, honestly. They don't read any papers.
They mustn't. I forgive Ditz because he is in love. And when you're in love,
yes,
your judgment can be clouded. Correct. And your mind wanders. Remember this?
Yes. Professor Spurrier, can I say, I think you've been absolutely outstanding, and I mean that. And you've been in charge,
and in love.
I said, I really, really mean this sincerely. You've done an incredible job. And
gee,
I hope you get a good long holiday at some stage. You'll need a break, I think.
The flirt! Time to be proactive, boys!
Yeah.
Piss this reactive shit off! Otherwise, my lawyer will be in contact! Charles, is your lawyer still on that retainer?
Go get your own material, you two flogs! Get it! They've ruined tits! Go away!
Get your own content!
Yeah!
Good stuff, Boone! We're on!
Dead Set Legends Q&A is coming up next to Triple M. CMI Toyota have pick-up and drop-off vehicle service now available, and you can check them out, obviously, at CMI Toyota as well. They look after our Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman, and Greg Blewett.
It's Q&A.
I'll answer the question.
The big questions.
You want answers?
The straight answers.
I want the truth!
All right, gentlemen, Q&A. Yeah, don't sit on the fence, please, chaps. All right.
No, I won't.
Greg
Just
Blewett.
Got a phone call from a lawyer, too.
What?
He'll represent me if we get in trouble too, Jars, if we say the wrong thing.
Okay. Is that serious?
James Frierson Lee, from O'Loughlin's lawyers, I think he is, and he said he'll represent us.
He's just called you, has he?
He just called me then, in between the break. Well, just in case, he said we're living on the edge at the moment, we could end up in court.
What have we said?
I think, I didn't ask him his hourly rate. Well, I don't know. Our feud with Ruin Ditz, we said we'll bring our lawyer if they keep it up.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
So we've got representation.
Okay.
There we go.
Greg Blewett, have you ever peed in a pool?
Yeah, you asked me that
You've
last
asked
week.
That.
Or the week
these
before.
Last,
and I
these
said
last
yes.
week's questions.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Vern.
No, keep asking
here we
him.
Go.
We'll see if they're similar. Go.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Come on.
No, there's a new one. Have you or not?
Yeah.
Well, that's just so rude.
And that was the same response.
Bernie Vince, which former footy teammate would be a cross-dresser?
Most of them.
Daniel Talia.
Oh. Bernie Vince, who would you like to get drunk with?
Hang on. Oh, jeez, talk about a bloody open question.
Nah, that was a hard one.
Hang on, let me think. Aldi from Stansbury and Snapper from last night.
Greg Blewett, spell the word homophone.
These are all questions.
Have I done these ones? Have I done this one?
You've done.
Keep going.
No,
this is good.
You're right. I have done this one.
I said Michael Jordan, I think, last time.
Yeah, you did.
Keep going.
Greg Blewett, how would you learn? Okay.
This is farcical.
Bloody hell.
Can I just say, this is because you were late and you didn't prepare yourself.
You got here five minutes before we started.
Here it is. Greg Blewett. Name your worst two cricketers you ever played against.
No, you've asked them this.
Well, I was looking after Mads because it's her birthday today.
Keep on looking. Keep
fighting. So you haven't done it. Keep going.
I didn't do it. I don't think I haven't done it. No, I didn't.
So you haven't actually done it?
I haven't done today's properly. I apologise.
You mean properly or at all?
At all. Greg Blewett, impersonate radio icon Sean Craig Murphy.
Well, you've done this as well.
Yeah, no, you've done that.
You've done this as well.
Bernie Vince, impersonate Tex Walker getting a Best Player Award.
I've done that. I'm moving on. I'm watching the races. The races have started at Eagle Farm.
I apologise.
The booster began well. Oversay rolling forward there as Enterprise Prince and Red Chase up into fourth. Next one there is Thy Kingdom Cometh.
We can't play that.
Well, I'm over this crap.
We're not a radio station.
We're not a radio station.
Now, look, I apologise.
We're not a radio station now.
God, never a truer word's been said.
This is, I'm done.
Bluey's playing. Where are you going?
I'm
going. You can't
down.
Walk out now. We haven't finished the show yet, twit.
I'm not putting up with this crap.
Hey, all right, I made a mistake. I thought I did the questions last night, but I was looking after Maz. It's her birthday today.
All right, got one more chance. Go.
Well, I haven't got any questions.
Oh, there's your chance gone.
I apologise. Where are you going? We've got some things to talk about.
Get back here now.
No, he's still there.
He's gone.
He's still there.
All right. See you, Burnt. You got golf?
Yeah,
well, look at the weather. Look at the window.
It's blowing over.
No, it looks like it's blowing over. It's Armageddon out there today.
I've been on the radar. Just a little.
Who are you playing with?
My mates.
Who are they?
Zops, Frankie.
Okay.
And Coxie.
Who?
Coxie.
Well, and with your loud pants on?
No, they're black.
They make a lot of noise, those pants.
How are they loud?
Turn down the music and let's put the microphone next to your pants. Put the microphone next to your pants. Yeah.
They're loud. You can't play golf in loud.
Windproof, weatherproof pants.
Have you bleached your hair? Have you done something? Has he peroxided his hair?
I'm not talking to you. I just forgot my phone.
See your family.
They were Dead Set Legends there.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 9 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of 1 hour express while you wait servicing.